Even through their masks, you could sense the smiles across the faces of John and Judy Nelson as they waited to get into Friday night's concert at Isis Music Hall.
I am ready to sit back and have some good food and listen to some good music. It's going to be a great night.
And it's the kind of night few in this region have been able to experience over the past 13 months, live music inside a club. But as North Carolina has relaxed some conditions for indoor gatherings, local venues have started booking indoor shows with seating limitations and masking protocols in place.
All right, put your hands together and please make welcome Love Bubble.
I'm so glad she's my little.
Because it houses a restaurant, Isis Music Hall in West Asheville has held some indoor shows since last June. But at the edge of the River Arts District, the Grey Eagle had an indoor show on its calendar Friday for the first time since the shutdown. Live comedy also crept back indoors Friday with a show at Fleetwood's. Most Asheville venues are either planning indoor shows further ahead on the calendar or waiting for improved conditions around COVID. Sisters Audrey and Megan Bullock drove from Columbia, South Carolina Friday to see the quirky country artist Nick Shoulders at the Grey Eagle. They said it was their first indoor show since November 2019.
Because I love him.
Also really just missing live music. I love live music. I love being with other people and like connecting with music. So it's way more fun to do that in person than over Zoom or like a live stream or something like that.
Turn on the dark, I'm yelling out in bright. Turn on the dark, a river in this night. It was never mine.
At Isis Music Hall and the Grey Eagle Friday, audiences were seated at distanced cocktail tables and told to have masks on if they weren't eating or drinking. Still, the Nelsons and Bullocks each said they wouldn't have likely come out if not for being fully vaccinated. Jonathan Lloyd and Jesse Berry, who came to Friday's show at Isis, said they've both suffered recent bouts with COVID. Lloyd and Berry are professional musicians who've largely been out of work since the pandemic, and they said they're excited to return to indoor shows, both as musicians and as fans.
I think we're definitely making changes that are going to feel a little more normal, but I don't think we're going to get back to normal anytime soon.
I don't think there's going to be normal, really,
anymore. There's going to be a new norm.
There's going to be a new norm, yeah.
The opportunity to reopen couldn't come too soon for North Carolina's live music venues. Last Thursday, club owners were ready to race their applications into the Small Business Administration's Shuttered Venue Operators Grant Program. But technical issues hours before the launch forced the SBA to shut down the application process before it started, without estimating a restart date. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.